I am hopeful that we will succeed, but I also very much recognize that we have some very daunting challenges ahead. It is a very difficult and painfully slow progress, and in fact, in some areas, there may be a decline in progress. I think that the concept that we need to make clear to the Iraqis is that we're not there forever. Commitment is something that the Iraqi government and the Iraqi people shouldn't expect. I do think that milestones are important relative to any of the indicators that I've talked about. For example, in Iraq, General Casey informed us that there are 49 Iraqi battalions that are battle-ready today. He also said that by the end of the year, we're going to have 100 Iraqi battalions ready to go. I think those kinds of measurements and milestones are important as we attempt to assess whether or not we are having success in this effort in Iraq. I think that the place where there has been the most progress made during the last year has been in connection with the training of the Iraqi Army. Today there are 49 battalions that have been trained to carry on the fight in Iraq. Those Iraqi battalions are in the lead with American soldiers embedded within those battalions. And that's significant progress from where we were a year ago in the training of the Iraqi Army. The training of the internal security forces, the Iraqi police, also has a long ways to go. That would essentially give the effort at this point in time a D in terms of the effort to get a system of law and order established internally within the country. On the economic reconstruction of Iraq, the problems are huge. The unemployment is high, somewhere between a high of 50% and a low of 25% on the best estimates that people have. The infrastructure issues are also daunting because the level of electricity and the level of oil production has not increased during the last year. And in fact, there have been decreases in the output of both of those measures. So on the challenge of economic reconstruction, there's a long ways still to go. I communicated to the president that from my point of view, we needed to do two things to improve our efforts in Iraq. First, that we needed to have enhanced management on the ground in Iraq, that the different pillars of success going from the military to economic reconstruction are all interwoven, and that we need to make sure that all of those pillars are working well together and are being overseen in a cohesive and comprehensive way on the ground in Iraq. And secondly, I told the president that it was important to internationalize the effort by bringing in the neighbors of Iraq to help us in dealing with the political and economic challenges in Iraq. I told him about some of the meetings that we had had both in Iraq as well as in Turkey, where there is a strong indication that the neighbors of Iraq very much want the effort to succeed there, all because they have their own individual interests that they're trying to protect. Afghanistan is a different issue because it's a country that doesn't have the riches or the possibilities, really, of Iraq. It is the fourth poorest country in the world, and they have huge challenges within Afghanistan, but don't have the same level of violence in Afghanistan that we find in Iraq. The NATO mission is taking root in Afghanistan, and although the problems there, too, are daunting, I feel better about the prospects of success in Afghanistan than I do about the current circumstances that we find ourselves in Iraq.